The issue of metal mining in Maine and how it should be regulated has been debated again and again in the legislature, but it is far from settled. Environmentalists and residents of Arista County were at the Statehouse Monday for another go. Steve Missler has our story.
Lawmakers are reviewing seven different mining bills. One contains provisional mining rules, unanimously approved by the Board of Environmental Protection in January. It would allow mining operators to apply for a permit, and mining companies would have to provide proof that they have the financial means to pay for cleanup costs. Other proposals either limit or ban metal mining altogether. Shelley Mountain, who owns a camp at Portage Lake in Arista County, is skeptical that any of the seven bills will reconcile differences between those who believe mining has economic benefits and those who worry its environmental hazards aren't worth the risk.
The onus is always on Aroostook citizens to trek down here, and when they do, their concerns are ignored in favor of the concerns of environmental and industry lobbyists.
Mountain opposes revising mining regulations to allow mining at Bald Mountain in Aroostook. She was one of dozens who testified before the Environment and Natural Resources Committee on Monday. Supporters of new rules argue that the current ones are so restrictive that no mine operator can apply for a permit. They include Bob Dorsey, the president of Aroostook Partnership for Progress, a group promoting business development in the county. Dorsey says mining at Bald Mountain would create hundreds of jobs, spur economic growth, and curb population loss.
We're losing 1,200 to 2,000 people every 5 years. Between 2015 and 2025, we'll lose 7,000 taxpayers.
One proposal by Democratic State Senator Brownie Carson of Harpswell allows mining, but prohibits it under lakes, rivers, wetlands, and state parks. The Natural Resources Council of Maine-backed bill also requires mining companies to create a trust to pay for any environmental disaster that may occur. The debate over mining has raged for years, but it intensified 5 years ago when a bill backed by Canadian corporation J.D. Irving sought to rewrite highly restrictive regulations that have existed since 1991. Lawmakers are expected to review and amend the proposals throughout the legislative session. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.